Case number 12,596, Steve Oliver seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of Brinley's Way within the Admiral Chase subdivision. The 91 address is 17263 Brinley's Way, Lewis. The zoning district is MR, tax parcel is District 335, MAP 8, parcel 1178. The applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch on an existing concrete patio. We have zero letters of support, two letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Steve Oliver, 17263 Brinley's Way, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yep. So to answer the question about uniqueness of property, the BRL cuts off the concrete patio area in the left corner area only of the concrete pad that has been poured for our property, which is at about 20 feet by 8 feet in area. The concrete pad was poured and upon, so I guess, let me make sure I get through this in the right way. We're seeking this variance for the purpose of having a screened-in porch due to the excessive amounts of bugs that cover the backyard property area. And we're seeking it for that 2.5-foot variance in that left corner only of the property. We just want to screen in the existing porch, and we cannot do this without a variance. When we bought the property, we signed and committed to this particular lot, and we were under the assumption that all the properties were going to be able to provide the screened-in porch. And it was once we had time after we had, I guess, I wouldn't say settled, but we had closed and signed the paperwork, that we were informed that they were no longer able to add or to put this screened-in porch on the pad. They were going to put the pad, but the top corner of the, I guess, the screened-in porch would be over that existing, or that variance of by 2.5 feet. I did go to the HOA, and I had it approved by the HOA, and then the next step was to file with Sussex County. I have support, which I don't believe I submitted in time, but I have the support of our next-door neighbors and other neighbors in our development. So I have their written signatures on paper. I also spoke with one neighbor that is in I guess I'm not sure if my property's up there, the backyard of our particular property. And that individual, while I didn't have anything in writing, gave his approval and had no concerns other than what exactly we were going to do with the property. So what we intend to do with the property is to follow the existing blueprint of other screened-in porches in the neighborhood. So we're hoping to build the exact same structure in the other two cases, the exact same size concrete pad. And the only way we can do this is to get the variance, which when we first signed, we felt was going to be at that possibility. And so we're just asking for that minimum variance to screen in the existing concrete patio. At the back of the property, I believe there is a, between our yard and the neighbor's backyard, I think there is a 40-foot buffer of, I'm not sure what the term might be, but common land. And so when I spoke to the neighbor, he says, there's not much I can even do to that back property because it's not even my property. For those reasons, I'm asking for the variance to build a screened-in porch of the exact same siding, roofing, same materials as the other screened-in porches in our neighborhood.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Any questions?
When you signed the contract to buy this house, was the house already constructed when you signed the contract, or was it going to be constructed?
It was going to be constructed.
Okay. Did you know when you signed the contract that it would only be a concrete pad in the back?
So when we were choosing lots, the lots were going very fast, and we had settled on this particular lot. I hope this answers your question. So we had settled on this particular lot, and when we committed to this lot, it was only then that we found out that they could not build a screened-in porch. So when we tried to switch to another property that was going to be able to afford that opportunity, that lot had already been sold. And so we were unable, so to come back to answer your question, we wanted to put in a screened-in porch, and so we then added that as an option to have a patio put in. Does that?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the conditions of the property is that it's on a cul-de-sac, which means that the front yard setback is in a curb shape, which forces your house further back into the lot. Did you realize that when you bought the property that it had that condition?
No.
You didn't realize that the front yard setback would be in a curve forcing your house back?
I realized it would be in a curve.
Okay.
Correct. But the assumption was at the time that it was indicated that they were going to be able to build the screened-in porch, and it was promoted as, mm-hmm. you know, this is the option on any one of the 24 lots.
So they didn't, let's see, who was the builder for this?
Evergreen.
Everett Gray?
Green.
Green, okay. I guess somewhere along the line when you signed the contract, you missed or didn't understand that it wasn't going to include a screen porch on the back. Is that correct?
I think.
Okay.
I think we knew, like, once we had signed and committed, I mean, we knew at that point because there were no other opportunities.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is did the builder realize that it wouldn't work before the contract was signed, or did he come to you later and said, oh, we goofed up, let's try to make it right to you?
I guess it would be the prior statement.
Okay. Is there standing water around the neighborhood or around your property?
Not that I know of.
Okay. It looks like, is there like a water retention pond up in the corner, it looks like?
Oh, okay, yes. So where the red arrow is right now, there is a ditch.
Okay.
A drainage ditch.
How often does it have water in it?
So the neighborhood is very new, I think, and it's about 50% lived in, and there are still units being built. With the storm that was down here this past weekend on Saturday night, I think when we woke up in the morning, or actually early, 5 or 6, there were, I think, a couple inches of water in there, and within an hour or two, the water was gone.
Okay.
I think there's also a retention pond in the bottom left of that image as well, where it looks like there's a dirt pile.
I'm just trying to understand why you have a bug problem at your property.
The back, so where the pad is poured, right now, there's a row of trees, and a lot of that, I don't know if there are nests. There are all kinds of insects that are existing within that back property right there. Now, it's possible that there are bugs from standing water in the property that are being built, and while they may not be graded properly right now, but the bugs that exist from that tree line, because that tree line, which cannot be disturbed, and wouldn't be disturbed in the process of this screened-in porch. There's just an incredible amount of bugs, mosquitoes, and my wife and my kids are, they tend to love them.
All right, thank you.
Other questions?
Sure.
Did you, it looks to me like to the side of that concrete patio, there's space there in the building envelope. Is there a reason why you can't use that? Is there like an HVAC or is there something in that area?
To the, yeah, there is, there's an air conditioning unit there.
Okay. Are there, where are the steps for this porch going to go?
There are no steps for it. It's
okay.
About set 8 inches off the ground, so the, or 6 to 8 inches off the ground.
Did you look at a porch that would be perhaps smaller than your patio but would still fit?
No.
Would, where is the door from the unit to the patio? Is it to the, is it in the center of the patio? Is it on an end?
So the plan is for it to be on an end. As I'm looking at the picture from the cul-de-sac back to the house, it would be on the right-hand side of the concrete patio. Is that clear? So it would be where I wrote the word screened-in porch, it would be on that side of the patio.
So towards where your
neighbor
is. Your HVAC and your
correct,
neighbor is.
Correct.
So that would be the door from the house is what I'm talking about. You're talking about the door from
out of the screen.
I'm talking about the, I'm sorry, we were talking two different things.
Yeah.
The door from your duplex, your mm-hmm. unit to the patio, where is that approximately?
It would be almost right in the middle of where the patio is.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sharp, this is it's down on the app as a variance and a special use.
I think they checked the wrong box.
Yeah,
the,
if you look at the agenda, Dr. Carson, it's just for a rear yard setback variance.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You have approval from your homeowners association?
Correct.
I have one other question. So the original design had a porch with a roof and four columns that rested on a footer in the back of a concrete pad. When they put your pad in, do you know whether they put a footer under the pad or not? Do you know what I mean by a footer?
I don't know if they put a footer underneath of it. From what I've seen in the construction of the other houses, it doesn't appear as though there's a footer underneath of it.
Have you tried to dig down under the edge to see if there's any concrete underneath of it?
No.
Okay.
Other questions?
Did you say there was approval from the homeowners association? In one of the letters of opposition from the homeowners association?
That's from the adjacent.
Oh, it's from the adjacent.
Behind them, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, correct. That's what the neighbor behind me told. He said that there was opposition. So I talked to a neighbor right behind the property and then the neighbor to his left, and they both don't have a problem because they discussed how 40 feet of that property is common ground, and that's not necessarily their property. And while I did try to talk to individuals that are in, I guess you might say 1065 and down there, none of them were home at the time for me to talk to them. I just felt I needed to explain what I was doing. I thought that I might take down the property, the tree line, or I was going to build something that was much higher or that would extend further. So I wanted to explain so that there wouldn't necessarily be a problem. And the neighbor behind me said that he didn't have a problem, although he did come over to inspect the property and talk to my next door duplex neighbor. And then once he talked to that next door neighbor, he said, oh, I'm fine. But when I talked to him this past weekend, he said that the HOA was going to oppose this. But he said, I'm now fine with it because I understand what's going to happen. There's not going to be a two-story structure.
So that area, common ground, that's not power lines or tax ditch or anything like that, right? It's just a strip of woods?
Yeah, correct.
Any other questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition? Operator?
If there is anyone in favor or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have one caller on the line. Caller, your line is open. Please state your name before making your comment.
Bob Newton, I am one of the adjacent properties that submitted a letter in opposition.
Mr. Newton, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you state your address for us as well?
Surely. 16151 Durbee Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You may, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm sorry to get my feedback on the line, so it's awkward to speak, but I'll do the best I can. I think I made our point pretty clear in the letter we submitted. We are the home in Schofield that is closest to the applicant's property. We are immediately adjoining. We don't have between our properties. We have this 20-foot buffer that's been referenced, but we don't have this expansive common area land that some of the other houses enjoy between their homes in Schofield and the applicant's house. We are literally right up against the buffer. We're 20 feet from this property. I guess our position is that the applicant could or should have known about the DRL cutting across one corner of the porch. But I think more importantly is the idea that a porch can be built on this patio. It's just not the porch or as big a porch as they would like. And in fact, if you look at the survey, their patio is already a little smaller than their neighbors, if I'm reading this correctly. So they're not all uniform. The duplex next door, the patio is already bigger because of the setback line. So they're not uniform. This was foreseeable and knowable. And a porch can still be built. It's just not quite as big as the porch that they would like. And really, that's our that they not demonstrated the kind of unique hardship or circumstance that should allow a variance. Thank you.
We have any questions for this gentleman? Thank you.
Can we clarify which property was the gentleman? That one. Okay, thank you.
Sir, is that hedgerow or tree still there? Or is that gone? Between you and your neighbor that just called?
Yeah, that's all still there. That whole strip, I can't even. So we're talking about it's almost a right angle triangle.
Mm-hmm.
That's dirt right there. Is that? Yeah, I can't even see their property from our house with the windows. It's all trees and it's all covered.
Thank you.
I think we need, I just make sure there's nobody else online. I know he said there was one, but just make sure there's no one else.
Do we have any other callers?
There's no one else on the line waiting at this time.
Thank you.
I've got one question, if I may, Mr. Chairman. You had indicated that you spoke to the neighbor to the rear, and it would appear that Mr. Newton, who just testified, was the neighbor to the rear. Is he whom you spoke with, or is there someone else?
There's someone else.
Okay. Do you know which property owner you were speaking with, or?
I know his name. I don't know if I should say his name or not.
Well, I mean, it's your case, so it's your application. I just wanted to get an idea, because that one appears to be the one that's directly to your rear, and then it would.
Would I be able to point to it, or if we, I don't know.
I think if you wanted to come up, we could accommodate you there.
Sure.
It might help us to know.
Okay. So my property's right here, and so the windows face right out to this property right there. Mm-hmm. And
that okay. So the one that's 1071 on the.
Yeah. And okay. His name's Jack Morgan.
Okay.
And the neighbor of him that he
said had no issues was Steve Lee.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have one other question. Have you tried to talk to the Schofield Homeowners Association?
So I did not know until I spoke to that Schofield neighbor that there was any opposition from Schofield. I had no idea. I don't know if I had known, I would have talked to the homeowners association because I didn't. My intent was to talk to those that I just to share with what I was doing. I wasn't trying to hide anything.
Did you see their letter of opposition from?
I did not. The neighbor to the rear of me said that he was. When he said there was opposition, he heard that there was a letter being drafted and. He offered to try to, if he was able to gain access to that, he would share it with me so I knew what I was going to be up against. But I didn't receive the letter.
The only reason I bring it up is it seems like a very odd letter to me because they seem to suggest that in their HOA, they don't allow variances at all on setbacks. And I just find that kind of odd.
Well, there are some restrictive covenants. Each community may have their own, and some of them do not have those mechanisms that allow for a variance beyond. So they may be, and I've seen this in my practice, there's some restrictive covenants that may say the rear yard setback's got to be 10 feet, and they're in there, and there's no mechanism within the restrictive covenants for deviation of that.
Okay.
So not having seen theirs, and I don't know what they say, but it is possible that, you know, there's some communities that may have their own restrictions and don't deviate from them, even if the county were to approve it.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case 12596 for Mr. Steve Oliver. The property has a unique physical condition because it's placed on a cul-de-sac. Practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12596 has been approved.